Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for October 11, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this Echolink conference if they do not want to stick around for our net.
I don't give them any choices at all what to do things. And your audio's down considerably, Wayne. But, don't give them any challenges. Good morning.
Well, I was trying hard to keep the view meter up in the mid-range there, so, gosh, I don't know what's going on here with it not sounding very good. Although, in the next week or two, we might have something new going on here. My old desktop computer died, and I had to replace it with a newer old desktop computer. Something from around 2016, I think. And so I'll probably give a try using that as my Echolink computer instead of using this laptop. So stay tuned for that. All right, where was I? Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. All right. I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I do not see any unknown call signs here. So you guys have all been here before. You know this, the whole drill. So I'm going to save my breath. I don't have a topic this week, although I don't see any. Oh, Matthew, hi, NB0X. I'm going to, let me just note you in the log here. I was just going to say, I think this is Canadian Thanksgiving weekend, something like that, but I don't see any Canadian stations on here, except for kind of the expat Canadian down there, down under, Reg. Do they have Thanksgiving in Australia, Reg?
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Yes, as I understand it, they had turkey time. Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend. We had it for our Friday night tech net, and the folks came in from in the area. So Thanksgiving, yes, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, so Australia is on the same schedule as Canada on that? Have I got that right?
Okay, the Australians, they have their own setup here, and they're having their problems. But no, the Canadians are still in Thanksgiving. I think even the U.S. Have that also. QSL?
Well, yes, but ours isn't until, I don't know, something like the third Thursday in November. So we've got several weeks to go before our Thanksgiving.
Well, regardless of what they do, it's all Thanksgiving, so do enjoy.
Okay, kind of dragging my feet here in case some latecomers join us. It looks like it's going to be a very short net this week. I'll go down my list here. I see N4RNW, KC1PCA, NB0X, and VK6BQQ. So, I don't have a topic this week. So, anything that's on your mind? Anything in the news? Well, I guess the big news is the Middle East again, like always. But I'm not sure there's a ham radio angle on that. Let's see, what else is going on? Congress is a mess again, but again, I don't think we have a ham radio angle on that. Anyway, so if you've got something that you've been thinking about, that you think we'd be entertained by, please share with us. So I'm going to I should probably go down the list here first and give everybody a chance to speak. So, First on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, Reg, and the group. N4RNW down here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Harold here. And really nothing new. Nothing new. It hasn't rained as per scheduled in the last couple of days, and we got a couple more days of no rain, and then it should start to come back in. We're still in hurricane season until another month at least, so we could use all the water we can get. We're still low for the year, but that's the weather. Gosh, what else is new? Nothing new. Just picking along right down here in Fort Myers. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, that's interesting. I never thought of Florida as a drought locale. Well, all right, good luck. Hope you get enough moisture there to keep your tropical plants alive. Let's see, next on my list is, BK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ and the group, BK6BQQ. Well, I've had an interesting day so far. It's been absolutely weather-wise here in Western Australia. And we have what they call the V3MMX repeater. It's out in the Canadian London area. And boy, I'll tell you, 10 meters and 6 meters coming up. We were just chatting with a few folks around the countryside and the world. And, you know, in the old days, we were doing some paraphernalia. And being with the provincial police at the time, we had a 10-meter station and a 6-meter station around. 6 meters was 4222. And there was a lot of activity back in those days with the provincials and doing things in Waterdown, Ontario, Canada, and Grimsby, and so on and so forth. But the exciting thing when I was doing whatever I was doing over there, why I found it interesting. I got involved in amateur radio many years ago, of course, but 4222 was a 6-meter system, and at night we would talk and carry on from Waterdown, Ontario, back into the States. And well, I guess that sort of got things fired up. So amateur radio, best hobby in the world. But yeah, we had a lot of fun back in the day. 4222, if anybody ever remembers it. AB9FJ, BK6BQQ, just rambling.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, Reg, but 42 megahertz, was that really an authorized amateur radio frequency, or I think you said that was like a police-assigned frequency?
Yes, absolutely, yeah, it was a 4222 and 4206, I think it was. But, yeah, that was our folks that did the provincial police. And I used to get on there quite often, as I was a dispatcher at the time in Burlington and Waterdown. So we would talk and gab to our folks over in, oh golly, I forget where it all was. But yeah, that was our commercial end of things. So old Reg, well, he got on there and we just talked and carried on and had some fun.
Did you manage to do any really rare DX, like, you know, the Maritime Provinces or the West Coast?
Yeah, well, when we had the 6-meter machine flying up, and as I say, that was with the Ontario Provincial Police, so it was a commercial end of things. But we used to get contacts from quite a number of stations at night when the bands were open. And, of course, we would use our folks to help out whenever we were losing the contacts that we needed. 6-meter was a funny band. And for the most part, golly, I used to talk from Canada or Burlington and Waterdown and talk to the folks out to the south Golly, I think we ended up in California once. But, yeah, we used to get the old boys hammering around on the 4222 megahertz.
Okay, sounds like some interesting history there. I think there are still maybe a few public safety agencies that are using those frequencies between 10 and 6. But as far as I know, they're kind of quiet these days. All right, let's see. Who's next on my list here? How about KC1TCA?
This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Charlie Alpha. My name is Richard. I'm in East Falmouth, Massachusetts, and my SDF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. I had the opportunity this morning to provide radio support for the Cape Cod Marathon, which was really cool. We basically stood at a water station for 4 or 5 hours handing out water to people who were brave enough to try to do the marathon. And I think I was around mile 16, and it was a really spectacularly beautiful day, so it really couldn't have been better. I had the opportunity also to do recently the Falmouth Road Race, which is a much shorter race, but it has over 10,000 participants in it. And in that one, I was standing by one of the medical tents. And again, we were providing radio support for the event organizers. And in that particular case at the medical tent, it was a much different scene because we were taking in people who were suffering from heat exhaustion and or worse. And they had a really, not peculiar, but it was a pretty sort of scary situation because you get some of these people that are overheating and they throw them into an ice bath and you have to get 6 people to hold them down in order to try to cool their bodies down. And there's the timing of it is really, really critical, and they have to be monitored. I don't know. It was really crazy. And I wasn't part of that part. Fortunately, I was just there to help report when we had people coming in and coming out. But it was really great. And today was a really great experience. Today I was with a Girl Scout troop handing out water. So it was a much, much more enjoyable scene. So that's basically it. Back to you, Wayne, Net Control. KC1TCA out.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Sounds like you had a nice day today. But you said something there, something about the marathon, and it you made it sound like there was something extraordinary about this marathon, like you had to be, like the runners had to be really extraordinarily brave to do this. And maybe you just meant that every marathon you have to be extremely brave. But was there something special about this one? Like, was it all uphill both ways or some other problem?
Hey, Wayne, no, definitely not. This one is probably one of the easier ones because we're right along the coast, and so it's relatively flat. There are some hills and stuff, but I guess the biggest challenge today would have been it was pretty gusty. So if you were running against the wind, it was going to be a pretty hard effort. But I really meant anybody that's brave enough to run a marathon. I do a lot of running, or I have been, with my dog, and 7 miles I can do, but there's no way. I would not even think about going a full marathon. That just doesn't make sense to me. So back to you.
Okay. Once again, thanks for checking in with us this week. Next on my list is NB0X.
9FJ, NB0X. Hi, Wayne and everybody on the net. Hopefully my audio's high enough. Looks like it might be a little low. But anyway, just wanted to say hi and check in this week. Trying to get in here and there when I can. So hope everybody's doing well. And anything particular going on? Oh, well, one thing that I will bring up for anybody that's interested here kind of in the middle part of the country, well, like Oregon down through Texas, next Saturday is the annular eclipse. And so we're right on the edge of totality. If I go a little ways north, we'll be right in the path, so we might drive up Saturday morning and get more on the center line. But even if you can't see it, those of you who do HF, the HAM SCI group, H-A-M-S-C-I, .org. They're organizing a QSO party, and the part of the point of the QSO party is to do science and do propagation measurements and reports. And so if anybody wants to get involved in that, you can check out the hamfci.org website and play some, do some HF and help do some science at the same time. So anyways, I'll send it back to Manette. This is MD0X. Back to Manette.
Okay, yeah, thank you for reminding me about that, Matthew. Here where I'm located in central Illinois, we are only going to get about 58% obscuration of the sun. So it's still worth taking a few minutes to go out and watch, but it's not going to be as nearly as neat as out there in southwest, in the western part of the country. Now, wait a minute, there was something on the tip of my tongue. What was it? Oh, yes. on a different subject, I have kept forgetting to mention the last few weeks. About 3 weeks ago, we had our 300th SDF ARC NIST, and I completely forgot to say anything about it at the time. But now that I've remembered it, now you know that's how long we've been doing this thing. That's 300 plus or minus maybe one or two, because I'm not sure that I've logged each and every one of them. So anyway, now let's check the dashboard here, and I do not see any new call signs popping up on this. We'll hang around for another 10 minutes or so and see if the ham conference comes in here and some check-ins from there. Otherwise, we're ready for anyone to have a recheck or amplify what you said before, or maybe you've got something else that's occurred to you in the meantime. So if you would like to say something, please call now. So, you know, what often happens here is we have a short net that wraps up after 20 minutes, and then 10 minutes later, the ham conference connects, and we hear VK3HJQ and VK2DY and maybe a few other people coming in and wondering, where's the net? What, did you guys go away already? Yeah. So just for the benefit of those guys, oh, there's the ham conference right there, Speak of the Devil. Right. So, all right, they just joined up, so they might be getting the welcome message. So I'm going to drag my feet for a minute, and then I'm going to rewind and give the opening spiel for the net here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 11 October 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress Sinanamete. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And I am directing my comments here to the stations that are connected to the ham conference that just joined the TechLink conference. And let me acknowledge that I see VK3HJQ has joined us on the TechLink conference. And I'm inviting any other stations out there who would like to check into our net to come forward now with their call sign.
VK2DY.
Okay, I've got VK2DY. Anyone else? Okay, no other stations heard, so we'll go with John and Robert, our regulars. And John, in the coming weeks, I'm going to be trying some new stuff here with my audio, so stay tuned for that. We don't have a topic this week. It's another one of those open mic things, anything that's on your mind. And let's see, was there anything else that we were talking about? You know, it looks like, we don't have that many check-ins this week, so we're probably going to wrap up pretty soon, probably within 30 minutes. So, VK3HJQ, John, you have the floor.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne. I don't know why your audio is so low again. Anyway, just turn it up, VK3HJQ. That's an easy fix. Or maybe another microphone. I don't even know what you're running. You connect through an Echo Link, so it should be perfect. So who would know? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, good morning. What time is it? 11:23 a.m. Monday the 9th of October. Far out. Nearly Christmas. Anyway, my younger son's just been to a rally just off the border of South Australia and Victoria, and he'll be here by or probably just after lunch, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's heading back from the trip. So it's about 960 k's from near the border back to Canberra. So he'll stop around the way, stay the night, and then head to Canberra tomorrow. It's about another about 4 hours from here. And the other fellas arrives in the UK, starts work tomorrow at Cambridge. Although he's sick, so I had to call him sick on his first day of work. I thought, that's a good look. Wonder if we'll get paid sick pay or not for the first day not turning up. Crazy. Anyway, apart from that, Wayne, all good. Thanks for the net, Vicatra HJQ.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, that does not sound like a good first impression. VK2DY.
Good morning. Excuse me, this is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. Yeah, it is about 22 degrees here at the moment, headed for a high of 28. The sky is absolutely clear blue. Beautiful day here today. Had a cool weekend, and now we're returning to the more warmer temperatures here. Anyway, other than that, not a lot of exciting stuff to share. We connect up to a network run by the South Coast Amateur Radio Club Service, SCARS. And it tends to run, supposed to run between, between 10 and 11 our time. But for some reason, it always runs late. And so that's why we're always late to connect here, because we're waiting for that net to end. Just so it works out. So, it is what it is. There's too many nets out there. That's the problem. Anyway, thank you for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And just a quick thing, 28 Celsius is equal to 82 Fahrenheit. Just kind of flip the digits there. And, I was just explaining that frequently it happens that our net ends after 20, 25 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, the ham conference connects, and we've got you and John and maybe one or two other people wondering where the SDF net is. So I said, let's just hang around here. You know, we kind of finished all of our check-ins. Everybody had their say. But just kind of dragging our feet, waiting to see if the ham conference comes in. And sure enough, right on cue, there you guys were. So at this point, I'm ready to take additional check-ins from the ham conference or anywhere else, or rechecks from anyone who has already checked in. So if you have something to say, please call now. Okay, well, after that thunderous silence, I will say that I'll give one more final call for any rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net this week. Okay, let's see. Where am I? Oh, I have to scroll back to code. Yeah, all right. So this concludes this week's amateur SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it, 0029 Zulu. If you would, I don't know if the DMR talk group 31650 is still active, but you can give it a try. Or you can get on SDF and come into comm and talk to us in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.